Here.
Here are your clothes.
All right. If you met a little boy on the street and he is afraid of you, you might tell him that you were not going to do him any physical injury by saying, "Don't cry, I
won't hurt you."
All right. Would you ever say ain't, by the way?
No. Okay. Not unless I was trying deliberately to... I wanted to deliberately sound illiterate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you use it jokingly?
Right.
All right. Now, this is sort of the equivalent of NESPA. If you're having an argument with somebody and you want to ask confirmation, you might say, "Well, I'm right."
I'm right, aren't I?
All right, and there are a couple of other things like that which I may as well ask. You would say, you are going.
Aren't you?
And you don't think so.
Do you?
Okay, that gets those. If somebody thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, "Don't mention it, we blank going in anyway."
We were going in anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the good old days, you might lean back and say, "Blank the good old days."
Oh, for the good old days, I suppose.
Well, this is like the here is and the here are that we were doing up above. Blank the good old days.
I'm sorry, I'm failing to follow you.
All right, that's good enough. Okay, these grammatical things are virtually impossible to get on direct questions. You have to assume they'll come up in conversation. And they probably will, as a matter of fact. If somebody asks, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" you might say, "No, it
wasn't I."
Would you always say I in that situation?
Hell yeah.
You wouldn't say it wasn't me?
No.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample.
Mm-hmm. You see a child wearing an attractive dress, you might say to her, "My, what a..."
A child? I'd say, "What a cute outfit." Or a pretty dress.
Okay. And she might say, "This dress is pretty, but I've got one at home that's even..."
prettier.
All right. What might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
To sign your name in ink, you use a...
fountain pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you'd use a...
a safety pin.
Okay. Soup usually comes in a can made of...
tin.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
Okay. That's good contrast there in the vowels. What do you put on to go over your suit in the wintertime when it's cold?
An overcoat.
Okay. What are the three parts of a three-piece suit?
A man's three-piece suit?
Mm-hmm.
The coat, the trousers, and the vest, or waistcoat.
Okay. Would you ever call it a waistcoat?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever pronounce that waistcoat?
That's what I said. That's what I said was waistcoat.
Oh, okay. Okay. How would you spell it? Would you spell it W-A-I-S-T or W-E-S-K-E-T?
I'd spell it W-A-I.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Waistcoat.
And you said trousers. What other terms might you
use? Pants.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
For a suit. Trousers, pants. No.
Well, what are other names for that piece of clothing? Not for a suit, necessarily.
Well, slacks.
Mm-hmm.
Or jeans. Levi's, dungarees.
Mm-hmm. Any term for the thing that a farmer might wear to work in that would come up higher?
Sure, overalls.
All right. If you went outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he might say, "Here, I have..."
Brought your coat.
Mm-hmm. And the delivery boy blank this package.
Brought.
And they will...
bring.
Okay. The coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
fit.
Okay. If your old outfit wears out, you might go out and buy a brand...
new one.
And meaning the three-piece thing, you'd say a brand new...
suit.
Okay. If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...